This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The Czech Prime Minister arrived for a two-day visit to Israel on Thursday, ostensibly to discuss scientific innovation, though talks will focus on next week's bid by Palestine to gain UN recognition as an independent state. There's a chance the Czech Republic, one of Israel's closest European allies, could be one of the few EU states to vote outright against the move. Rob Cameron has more.
It's fair to say Israel enjoys a complicated relationship with the European Union, which is one of the strongest supporters of an independent Palestine. But one EU member, the Czech Republic, has happily gone against the grain of EU foreign policy on the Middle East conflict. Czech officials have hinted that if the UN General Assembly does vote on granting full recognition to an independent Palestinian state next week, the Czechs will either vote against, abstain, or leave the hall altogether. Officially, the Czech Foreign Ministry and Prime Minister's Office won't reveal beforehand which way they'll vote, but Mr. Nečas told reporters after talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday that his country would oppose any attempts to delegitimize or boycott the Jewish state, suggesting the Czechs would vote no. Post-communist Czech leaders of all colours have been strongly pro-Israel. In 2002, Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman caused uproar thanks to these controversial comments to the Israeli media.
Do you imply that there are similarities between Hitler's Third Reich to Arafat's Palestinian Authority?
Of course it is. First of all, let us define the terrorism. The terrorism, I think, is the political movement which uses the civic victim as a tool for political tasks.
The Czech government was quickly forced to clarify those comments, which caused anger throughout the Arab world. Several years later, in 2009, the Czechs again caused uproar when a Czech government spokesman, just days into the Czech presidency of the EU, and therefore technically speaking on behalf of Europe, described Israel's heavy bombardment of Gaza as defensive, prompting several European leaders to distance themselves from the remarks. But controversies aside, successive Czech governments have long argued Europe should have a strong, supportive relationship with Israel. Here's the former interim Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who was the country's first Jewish leader, speaking on the 20th anniversary of the resumption of official Czechoslovak-Israeli relations in February last year.
Though we recognise that a just and permanent peace settlement depends on many factors which we are unable to influence, we are always prepared to do whatever is in our power to contribute to finding a settlement, especially as mediators. It's no secret that the Czech Republic is calling for the European Union to adopt a clear, firm position on its relations with Israel, that the European Union is still searching for this position and has still not found it.
Czech friendship with Israel has ebbed and flowed over the decades. Pilots of the nascent Israeli Air Force were trained in communist Czechoslovakia in the late 1940s. Then the wind of official anti-Semitism began blowing from Moscow and the mood changed. 11 of the 13 defendants in the notorious Slansky show trial of 1952 were Jews. Many of the 20,000 or so Jews who'd returned to Czechoslovakia after the Holocaust, the pre-war Jewish population was 280,000, took that as a cue to leave, and those who stayed were spied upon and harassed by the secret police. But today, Czech officials are amongst Israel's best friends in Europe. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.